about that, folks. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and his beautiful bride, KQ4TVD. They make their home down there in Southern Greenville. And Tommy, sorry about that. But sometimes I get messed up trying to put these new call signs in. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, KC9V, and he makes his home in Hendersonville, and he brings along his beautiful bride, KE4DXJ, Miss Wendy. And thank you, sir, for coming by and checking in. I believe you upgraded your license this weekend. Yes, but we'll move on. And with that, we'll try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KHKX.
HKX. In Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. The name here is David. I'm in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
All right. We'd like to welcome WB4ZPH. That's Mr. David. And I'm his location, please, sir.
This is Taylor's.
Thank you for coming back to me. Put you in the system here. That's the first time you've checked in with me. And I do appreciate you being there. And thank you, sir, for that. And with that, I'm going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. Potato, Oscar, Victor, Mike. Name is Greg. I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. Negative and negative.
All right, let's go up here. Greg, you cut out on your call sign. Could you give it to me one more time, please, sir?
Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Mike.
KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Make sure I got this right. KO4VM. That is Allen down in Greenville. Do appreciate that. I'm sorry for the confusion, but I do appreciate you coming by and checking in with me tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Guess we got them all in the. Most of them in the first pass. This is KO4HKX. Now securing the formal portion of that with our thanks for check-in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chute portion of the net with periodic stops between rag chutes. First on the stump tonight is KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX in the net. This is KK4JBQ. Well, Patrick, tonight the repeater seems to be acting up a little bit. The squelch is breaking intermittently, and it's taking out everybody. So it's not paying any favor, I guess. Anyhow, it was a very good day today. Had a real fine dinner after church to celebrate the graduation of one of our members from high school. He's a young fella, and well, everybody had such a good old time. Donna made some nice things. Especially nice was a bowl of fruit. Now, I helped her with the cleaning of the fruit and whatnot last night. And, well, gracious, it was good. I hadn't had just a bowl of fruit, you know. There were strawberries and grapes and various other things, and delicious. Anyhow, yes, this was a fine field day weekend. I hear good reports everywhere, and I suppose you might say that the weather cooperated. You know what it was going to do last weekend in June. I was born, let's see, what's the day, the 23rd? I'll celebrate a birthday in 5 days. So my mama told me the only story she ever told me about delivery was the day I was born. It was the hottest day she'd ever known. KK4JPQ.
Larry, I don't know. I guess that might have been because she was having to work to bring you out into this world. I guess might have been the hottest day. And you say you went to somebody's graduation party? Was that me or just somebody you knew?
Actually, it was the son of a lady who is working with Donna on the accounting for the church, and she's actually learning the ropes. So, while I'm not really acquainted with him, I do. They're well known in the church, and you know, his graduation party drew a crowd, and it was nice to celebrate. You know, to see somebody happy because, you know, you remember, don't you? Graduating from high school, that was a pretty big deal. And sometimes when someone younger, much younger, is celebrating a life event, and you can remember what it was for you, that just increases your appreciation for it. He was on top of the world. I think he's going to take a little time off between now and whatever's next for him. At least that was the drift I got. A lot of people do that. I just went right out and started working myself. KK4JBQ.
I missed that part. Like you say, the repeater's acting up a little bit tonight, and it's cutting in and out on things, people. But it's good to go back to those that and support those young kids, because that is an accomplishment. And yes, I can remember it. It was 30 years ago this month that I graduated. I got my 30-year reunion coming up here shortly. So it'll be I think I'm going to try to go to this one. It'll be the first one I've been to since we got out of high school. And take a minute and go see what everybody's been up to.
Yeah, I would encourage it for sure. Donna went to her 50th, and I did not go to mine. I don't know how I can say this and be kind. I just didn't want to go show my face, you see. And I'd rather remember everybody the way they were. Oh, please, that sounded awful, but that's the truth.
Sometimes that's the way you want to leave high school, is in the past. And kind of where I was at when I graduated high school, I'd already been living on my own for 2 years or 3 years. Just like you, I went straight into work, never missed a beat, and here I am today, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yeah, sometimes what you have in your mind as a memory is better than you're ever going to find in reality, especially if 50 years go by. You know what I'm saying? And so I'll just keep my good memory, thank you. So I got home, and I've been wanting to put in a DVD that I have of a movie called Firefox. This week, we have had, this is associated to that, this week we have had flyovers of F-16s. We live near the Donaldson Center, and so that's where they do a lot of work with those planes, and they have a very unique sound when they cut through the air. It's just about like that. Those things can go over 2,000 miles an hour. Oh, wow. I don't know how many times over the sound barrier that is, you know. But they don't fly that fast, but they do have a signature sound in the air. So that reminded me of the movie Firefox. What was his name? Anyway, Clint Eastwood started that. He had a lot of on-camera time because a lot of it he was piloting the plane. Anyway, an interesting story. If you've never seen Firefox, I have to recommend it. It was a kind of a super airplane type thing. If you saw Top Gun, it's the same kind of thrills. Different scenario, but you know what I'm saying. KK4JBQ.
Why you were talking about it there, and I think I've seen it before, but I can't remember for sure, so it might be a good time to go back and rewatch it. And you were talking about how fast those go at 2,000 mile per hour. You're right times the speed of sound, so they're doing Mach 1.5, 1.6, somewhere in that neighborhood. And the only reason I know that is because I was reading about that yesterday, the new jet that's coming out up here in North Carolina, I can't remember the name of it, but it's supposed to replace the Concorde that is no longer in service. That's the only reason I know that there, so don't think I know a whole lot.
I know. The F-16 is a single seat. And it's a fabulous fly. It really is. Now, of course, the ones that fly over the house here, they don't have armament on them. And that's quite all right. But it's a fabulous looking plane. It's a ramjet. Single engine ramjet. And it just cuts through the air. And it's the sound that is it's just something else to hear. It puts you in a different place. I don't know why that is for me, but I hear the sound of a fighter jet, and there's nothing else like it. Well, anyway, that was a lot of fun. And yeah, I've watched that movie probably six different times. I just like it. Something unique about it, and of course this is fantasy, I suppose, this part of it. Eastwood's job was to steal that plane from Russia, had developed it. And his job was to go and steal it. So, of course, he had to speak Russian to infiltrate. But the trick with the plane was that its pilot controls were through thought processes, through the helmet, you know, and, you know, so he couldn't speak Russian and it do anything. He had to think in Russian. So that was kind of tricky. And, but the aerial shots that they got, I don't know how much CGI was going on there, Patrick, but have I reminded you whether you have seen it before?
I mean, I'm looking at it, so I don't know. I'm going to have to pull up a trailer of it and see. At that point in time, it didn't come out in 82. I was only about 7, maybe 8 years old, so that's been a little while, even for me. And that was about the time my mom and dad were parting ways, so we were shoot outside as much as possible.
Well, put it on your list, and I do believe you'll enjoy it. There's lots of intrigue there. Not much comedy. It's Clint Eastwood, come on. Not a lot of comedy. But it's an easy story to follow. And as I say, there's lots of aerobatic flying. He tries to stay real low over the water, and is going as fast as that thing went. It cut a wake in the water, flying up both sides of the plane, a big swath. I don't know how they made that happen, but it was, it's just fun to see, you know. Anyhow, I know you got other people waiting. Sounds like you've had a good net. I mean, the check-ins just kept coming. Last time, I think it was 53. I don't know what your count is so far, but I'm sure you're going to go over that tonight. Patrick, thank you for being there for us, and we'll do this again just as soon as we can, or next Sunday, whichever comes first. 7-3.
To talk to you tonight, and yes, I got one more waiting in the wings there. And you never know. You could hear me or Gary calling the net any night of the week, it seems like, and try to help him out when I can. But I do appreciate you hanging out with me and talking to me a little bit, and yes, I'll have to go back and watch that movie, because that's the kind of movies I like to watch anyway. So I will definitely have to go back and rewatch it. But I do appreciate you coming by and rag-chewing with me for a few minutes tonight. And with that, I'm going to try one more time and see if we got any check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKS.
KX. Hope you and Miss Elise are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Patrick, thank you so much for calling the net. Good evening to you and Miss Elise. Good evening all. Have a safe week of this evening.
No traffic, no comment. X. Hope you're doing well tonight, you and yours. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Patrick. No traffic, no comments, other than wish you and everyone on the net a good night. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch that movie myself. Thanks for the recommendation, Larry. 73, guys. Talk to you soon.
Command Control. Patrick, if you would please check in Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4, JET Matthew here in Northern Pickens County. No traffic tonight. Thanks for calling in, Patrick. Have a good night.
HKX. In November 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot and 4 RLF. This is Roger in Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative.
All right. We'd like to welcome Mr. C at W4OE, and Sid is up there in Fletcher. It's good to hear you tonight, and for those of you who don't know, Sid calls the Sunday Night Net over on the 146640 machine with a tone of 91.5, and it starts just before ours at 8 o'clock, so if you want to get your radio good and warmed up, that's a good place to do it, and I know he'd love to have you check in over there, and I hope you and Miss Beverly have a wonderful week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Mike, AK4HR, and Mike is down there in Greenville. Mike, good to hear you. Thank you for coming by. And Mike is one of our Saturday Night Net controllers. So thank you, Mike, and appreciate you coming by tonight. Next, we'd like to welccome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET, down there in Pickens. And Matthew, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Roger, N4RLF, down there in Seneca. And Roger, you sounded good coming in from Seneca. Thank you, sir, for stopping by tonight. I do appreciate it, though. And with that, I'm going to try one more time right quick before I move on back up to this other call sign. Lady waiting in the wings for the rag tube. So Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKS. Right, with that, we'll move on back up here to the rag tube portion. K4UVD, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, this is
K4UBD. And can you remind me how you say your name, please?
A-A-N, and Traveler's Rest.
I'm looking at it, what's on your ticket, and that was not it, and I knew it. That's not what you went by, so I was trying to remember what it was, and I've got to put some notes here. What's on your mind tonight, Miss?
Question. I can be quick. I was wondering if you or anyone else knows of an app that can be put on the computer or the phone or a program that can be running like a summary of signal propagation reports, high frequency and possibly otherwise, if that makes any sense at all.
Looking for a report to propagate how you get out? Is that what you're looking for?
Looking for is kind of a quick indication of how to find out if a certain frequency is busy or having a lot of traffic.
Definitely don't know the answer to that. I've heard some other people talking about some propagation reporting, but I'm not sure. So maybe somebody listening can jump back in here and fill you in on that, Miss Jan.
For easy in, I'm not sure exactly what Jan is asking for, because there are a bunch of places you can go and, you know, get information on propagation. The two that I like, one of them is called PSK Reporter, and if you let that program run in the background, especially if you're using the digital modes, or you can check a box in there and it reports back, and you can bring up a map and see where people are hearing you, which that can bring both joy and frustration, especially if it's a place that you want to talk to and they're hearing but they're not talking. And the other one is a program called Grid Tracker. It has got a huge amount of information in there, which will help you see where people are talking, what bands are busy, and then the bottom line is you turn the radio on and go down and listen. That'll give you a little bit of a hint if you don't hear anybody talking, or if you're using digital, you go down and you don't see your screen decoding, then either nobody's there or the band's dead, one or the other. But those are, like I say, the PSK Reporter and the Grid Tracker are two that will help you see where things are, and also may help you find out where you're being heard. Now, there are several others out there, but I'm not familiar with either with them. So hope that helps, Casey, for easy in.
For UBD, that helps tremendously. That is exactly what I am looking for, Harry. So I really appreciate it. I was busily taking notes while you were spitting all that out. So thank you so much, very, very much. And I think I'm probably done if there's no one else that wants to make a comment.
HGX and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Miss Jan, I did think of one while I was you and Harry. And another one is DX Heat, DXHEAT. It will give you can put in the band you're wanting to know, and it will tell you if there's propagation on it or not. You can go through and figure it out. Just click on DX Cluster when you get to the website, and it'll take you in, and you can put the information in you're looking for.
From Patrick. Much. I think I am done for tonight, and 73 to you and everyone else, and hope everyone stays cool. Kilo 4, Uniform Bravo Delta.
It is good to talk to you tonight, and it was a pleasure, and glad that Harry could come in here and give you that information, and we could give you some help there and information to point you in the right direction anyway. And anytime somebody's got a question, please don't hesitate. That's what the net's here for, is to help one another with amateur radio questions or just questions in general. We'll do our best to try to answer them. Nothing like putting several dozen minds together instead of one. But thank you for coming by tonight. I do appreciate that. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HK. All right. With that, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HK. I'm not exactly sure who's on the schedule tomorrow night to call the net. That would normally be Dave's time to call, the fifth Monday. So I'm going to assume that Gary is picking it up, or if not, I will. I don't want him to have to call it every other night or all the time, so I will probably, I know I will offer if he's still listening, or I'll shoot him a text that I'll do it. But I invite you to come back tomorrow night and then join us and help us make the net a wonderful place to meet and share experiences and help one another with their questions. So with that, I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. KO4HK, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HK, clear.